David. I'm here with Thomas Stover from, well, where are you from, Thomas?
From Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, what are you doing in Birmingham today?
I'm doing a talk on C development in Linux platform. I actually did a talk yesterday and did some more questions and demonstrations today in this group.
Okay, and how are you liking the Linux Fest here in Bellingham?
I am having a great time. I've had a lot of fun talking to people, and just especially the guy who wrote the historical book on Alan Turing this morning. I talked to him for about an hour after his talk. I enjoyed that immensely. A lot of new hardware. There's the multi-seat Linux setup. It's pretty impressive. I was looking at that, and hopefully going to pick up some information from him. Had a lot of fun just talking to people at the after party. It's a good event. You know, these are really good things to do, participate in, meet people, and have a good time.
Yeah, so what other Linux Fests have you went to?
I went to the Atlanta Linux Fest 1 year before that ended. I've been to the Texas Linux Fest the 2 years that this happened so far. I've been to the Southeast Linux Fest 2 out of the 3 years that this happened. And hopefully try some other ones as time goes on.
Okay, did you present at any of those?
I have. I presented at at last year's Southeast Linux Fest in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and at the Austin, Texas Linux Fest last year and the previous year.
Okay, just out of curiosity, since we have another contributor that is from the Southeast Linux Fest and has been involved in that, have you met Dave Yates?
The name sounds familiar. I don't know that we've had a face-to-face conversation yet.
I will tell you that he has a southern drawl, if that makes any difference.
Okay.
So what's up with C programming for Linux?
Well, you know, it's just the most exciting thing that there is in Linux. That's my bread and butter, so to speak, you know, meat and potatoes with it. I think it's the most exciting thing. It's the core of where the power of it comes from. If you didn't have C programming, Linux wouldn't be what it is. It wouldn't exist. You wouldn't have the capabilities that you do. It's the best development platform that's here today for technical merit and for its the tools that you have to use are vastly superior for other platforms, and it's just the most exciting place to be if you really want to get it that low.
Okay, what are some of the projects you've worked on?
Well, professionally, most of the last decade, I've used Linux and C specifically in a SCADA platform for flood control and flood management and hydropower support. And that's been a huge success with Linux as opposed to some of the proprietary lockdown technologies that we use. And then use Linux in networking capacity for extensively firewalls, infrastructure, things of that nature. And on the side, you know, I've used it for my personal computing for over a decade. And a couple of open source projects that I have are, one of them is a library to interface with Automation Direct PLCs through Linux. Have a build tool that's in the process of being released that helps you render make files from project files called Build Configuration Adjust. And then the big project that I have been working on for several years as a core component of the SCADA system is called Sensory Presence, and that is soon to be released. And it's kind of the overlap between the fields of SCADA, building automation, and network monitoring and control. So that's hopefully a good project for me.
Yeah, so is building automation in Linux on a big scale, is that something new for
that you? That is something some people have been doing. I've been doing it in a hobbyist capacity for a number of years. I think more people would get into it as more and more things come. The Adreno crowd, for example, does a lot of things with that, and there's some interfacing with their projects that I'd like to pick up on. Also, things with an industrial capacity with PLCs, and also things like the network management and monitoring tools and stuff like that. There's a lot of overlap between those worlds, which can be, you can take those things that overlap and make some good tools. That's something people haven't really thought of.
Real good. Well, while we're here talking in the hallway, the painter is removing the paint masking, and now he's coming in from, I guess, out working. And there he goes. So, where can people find out about you online?
The best place is my website, which is thomasstover.com, and I have my contact information and this project information as it comes out. And I have a few articles on there and some Linux topics, and I have several that are soon to be released on there.
Real good. And so, thank you for contributing to Hacker Public Radio, and, you know, you put up your own show with your projects and that when you get a chance. And
love to.
It's nice to have you here. So
thank you very much.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.